This is Pastor Ron Franklin at Covenant Community Church, and you're listening to Covenant Living Today. Hi, and welcome to today's edition of Covenant Living Today. Today on our broadcast, we're teaching about how to turn stress into rest. In this series of messages, we found out that there is no escape from stress. As long as you live in this world, you're going to have to deal with some stressful situations. It says so right here in James. Look at verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when, not if, not possibly, but when you fall into various trials. And what do trials bring with them? Stress. And so the Bible is letting us know that we are going to have to deal with stress throughout our lives. In fact, what we found out in this series of messages is that stress is not only inevitable, it is necessary. It is part of God's plan for our lives. Why? Because without some stress, guess what? We would never change and we would never grow up. As long as we'd have no stress in our environment, we'll just stay the way we are. And so God allows us to go through situations of stress in order to motivate us to make the changes in our lives that are necessary if we're going to become the people that He created us to be. So whether you're a Christian or not a Christian, you're going to have to learn how to deal with stress. But you know what the wonderful thing about being a Christian is? Hallelujah! God has already made provision for you to have victory over stress. If you are a Christian, you will have to deal with stress in your life, but God never intends for you as a Christian to be stressed out. Now, if you're a Christian and you're going through a stressful time in your life, what has God said to you? What has He promised you? Go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Look at verse 13. Let's look at some of the promises that God has made to us that apply when we are going through a stressful time in our life. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. We know that that word temptation means trial. Amen? It means a hard time. It means stress. We know that no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted or tried beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. What does that tell us? God has made us the promise that He will not allow the stress that comes into our lives to ever be more than we can handle. God's not going to allow you to be overwhelmed. If you are feeling overwhelmed, do you know what that means? You don't yet know how to turn your stress into rest. He says, look at the second thing. With every trial, He will make a way of escape. Do you know God has a way through your situation? Now, notice what I said. I didn't say God has a way out of your situation. I said He has a way through your situation. Because when we're under stress, what is it we're looking for? A way out. Amen. And most of the time, God is not going to give us a way out, but He will open up a way through. You still have to go through that situation, but you don't have to go through carrying a load of stress. God says, I will make a way of escape. Look, what did He say? That you may be able to bear it. God will make it possible for you to come to the end of that situation and be successful in dealing with stress. In fact, God has made us the promise that every difficult or stressful situation you face, He's going to work it for your good. God will turn that situation for your good. Romans 8:28. For we know that how many things? All things work together for good to those who love Him and who are the called according to His purpose. Now that's God's promise. He's saying that he has already set it up for us to come successfully through every stressful situation we face. Do you remember our definition of stress? Stress is negative pressure applied to our emotions because of perceived adverse or threatening circumstances. Negative pressure applied to our emotions because of perceived adverse or threatening circumstances. When we are believing and trusting God for his promises concerning our circumstances, we can know that God is going to be there for us. He's going to take care of us through it and bring us out the other side. And that changes our perception of the circumstance. And when our perception of the circumstance changes, that lifts the emotional pressure. Suppose you were driving along a lonely stretch of road late one night, in fact, about 2 o'clock in the morning, and suddenly your car conks out, stops functioning. And there you are sitting on the side of the road, miles from anywhere, your car won't run, and another car pulls up behind you. And you look in your rearview mirror, and you see a man get out of that car and start walking toward you. Ladies especially, am I talking stress here? Talking stress, amen? Mm-hmm. But suppose as this figure pulls up behind you, you see that the car has flashing lights on top. And as the man gets out, you can see he's wearing a gray uniform with a little badge on and one of those Smokey the Bear hats. Hallelujah. Do you think that might change your reaction to the situation? You have a different perception. Now, for some of you that's been speeding all your life, that's still not a positive situation. Amen. But no, when you see him coming with that uniform on, your perception changes. Why? Because now you have the understanding that this person is there not to harm you, but to help you. Now, let me digress for a moment. In the day that we live in, you still need to get on your cell phone and say, "Did you send a police car?" Amen. All right. But you look and you see that person. And because of what you see, it changes your perception of the situation and the stress lifts. Because you recognize that somebody has come to help you and not to harm you. Well, you see, that's what God is talking about. That's what should happen as a Christian in all of life. When we go through a stressful situation, we look to God and recognize that God's promises are, number one, I'm there. And number two, I'm there to help you and not to harm you. God has made you a promise that in whatever circumstance you have to go through, you can know he's on your side. If you're under stress at home or on the job, God has given you a guarantee that no matter how negative the situation seems to be, he's going to make it work out for your good. And even though that situation might seem threatening, you need to know that God is your protector. He's there to help you and not to harm you. And you know what that does? That will change your perception of what you're going through. Any of you ever been afraid of losing your job? Let me just see. You went through a period of time when you were afraid of losing your job. Amen. When you know that God has committed to you to not allow you to be harmed by the pressure of the situation you're in, you don't have to shoulder that pressure on yourself. You can turn it over to him and say, "God, you brought me to this place. It's your responsibility to take care of it. I am not going to worry about it. Take the stress right off your shoulder." And if God takes you out of that situation, he has another one to put you in. Amen? You see, it's what we believe about God. It's the amount of faith that we are willing to put in God that's going to determine the amount of stress that we're going to have to bear in the circumstances of our lives. But as we said in the very beginning, it is not automatic. It is not even easy to stay in faith when the pressure is on you. It's not easy. James says, look back at James chapter 1. Look at verses 2 and 3 again. Look at it again. "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. That word patience in the Greek means perseverance under pressure. It's the ability to stand under pressure. When we think of patience, we think of, you know, you just kind of don't get fazed by what's happening. It's more than that. It's being under a load of pressure and not giving way, standing strong, not being bowed down by it. And so what James is telling us is when God allows us to go through stressful circumstances, what he is doing is working on this element of being able to persevere under pressure. Because here's the issue that you are faced with anytime you have stress in your life. You are faced with a decision. There's a choice that you are going to have to make, and the devil will make sure that you have to make this choice. Here's what the choice is. Are you going to continue to believe God, trust him to take care of you, and do what he commands you to do? Or are you going to start to do whatever you think will get you out from under the situation? When you're faced with a stress-filled situation in life, what is it you want more than anything else? Get me out of this. Get me out of this. And the choice we have to make is, are we going to stand firm under pressure, or are we going to start doing whatever we think will get us out of the situation? Let me give you an example. Go over to Malachi chapter 2, verse 16. Here's an example of what I see happening in the Christian world today that shows us just how much Christians are giving way to the pressure of their circumstances. There's a pollster, a Christian pollster by the name of Barna. And I think I've shared this with you before. He's been taking polls of Christians and non-Christians, and what he has found is that Christians are now getting divorced at about the same rate as non-Christians. Isn't that something? It used to be that there was a clear difference between those in the church and those not in the church. That's not true anymore. Look at Malachi chapter 2, verse 16. Let's look at God's attitude about this thing. For the Lord God of Israel says that he hates divorce. For it covers one's garment with violence, says the Lord of hosts. Therefore, take heed to your spirit that you do not deal treacherously. What God says in that passage is that if you are a Christian who initiates divorce for non-biblical reasons, you are dealing treacherously and God hates it. But what do Christians want to do? Just like everybody else, I'm in a bad situation. What? Get me out. Get me out. Take the pressure off. Anybody ever heard the expression, out of the frying pan, into the fire? That's what the devil is trying to get us to do. Jump this way, jump that way, trying to get out from under the pressure. We end up in a worse situation than we were in before. Why? Because we no longer have God's covering over us. Amen? Go back to James chapter 1. The devil will use every stressful situation that we go through to try to put pressure on your faith and cause you to react more to that pressure than to the word of God. Look at verses 5 through 8 here in James chapter 1. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. When we are not determined to stand firm under the pressure, obeying God, doing what he called us to do, we become a double-minded person, unstable in all our ways. Anybody remember Charlie Brown? Well, some of you are remembering way back, Charlie Brown. Anybody remember that? Amen. Well, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Peanuts cartoon, amen? But what was Charlie Brown's thing? He's wishy-washy. He's not firm about anything. And you know what the devil is trying to get you to be? A wishy-washy Christian. a wishy-washy Christian. As long as things are going well, you write on it for Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, as long as you're being blessed, hallelujah. Oh, how I love Jesus. But let the pressure get on you. Let the pressure get on you, and you're praying, oh Lord, get me out of this, and God does not seem to be responding to getting you out of that situation, and you suddenly start, instead of talking about, oh, how I love Jesus, you're talking about, oh, how can I get out from under the pressure I'm under? I'll do whatever it takes to get out from under the pressure I'm under. Oh, I know it won't be according to the will of God, but we were talking about this in Bible study. God knows my heart. Anybody ever, now I'm going to ask you if you ever said that. I don't want you to have to confess, but catch it. Most of the time when we're talking about God knows my heart, what are we doing? We're saying, I'm going to do something I know God won't like, but he knows my heart, so I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway. That's where the devil wants us to get. Wishy-washy. Unable to stand firm. Do anything that we can think of to try to get out from under the pressure of the situation. That's the devil's purpose when we are in a stressful situation. But you know what? God has a different purpose in allowing us to go through stress. Go back to James chapter 1 and look at verses 3 and 4 again. Look at what God is doing when he allows us to go through stressful situations. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting or lacking nothing. God allows us to go through trials, stressful situations, in order to build in us patience. And what is patience? It is perseverance under pressure. God is building up our perseverance under pressure. Every time we successfully go through a situation that subjects us to stress, but instead of trying to find a way out, we say, God, what would you have me to do? And the first thing he said to do was count it what? All joy. Amen. Count it all joy. And so instead of talking about, oh, how bad it is, we start talking about how good Jesus is. Amen. Count it all joy. And when we do that, God says he has a way of escape to take us through that situation. And every time we do it, it makes us stronger. It makes us stronger. Suppose you're trying to get to the point where you can lift 400 pounds. If you have a good trainer, what will they do? Do they give you 400 pounds on the first day? No, what? Maybe start you off with 25, 50. Amen. And when you do that, what happens? You start lifting that 50. You can't lift 400. You couldn't get anywhere near 400. But what does it do? It makes you stronger every time you lift. Isn't that right? Now catch it. When you lift, you get tired. Isn't that right? You're up there lifting away and you may do a few reps and you start getting tired. But guess what? It's making you stronger. You don't feel it right then. In fact, you feel like, man, I'm worn out. But after you get some rest and you're ready to come back again, guess what? You can do 60 now. Hallelujah. See, that's the way it is in the Christian life. God is saying to us, I will take you through some situations where you got a weight that you got to lift. Now, the purpose is not to weigh you down. The purpose is that you will build your spiritual muscles every time you lift that weight. And guess what? What you can't handle today, you will be able to handle tomorrow. Hallelujah. Because God is building that perseverance under pressure. He's building our patience. And look at the effect that he says it will have as he builds that patience in us. Look at verse 4 of James 1. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be what? Perfect and complete, lacking nothing. You're going to be everything God created you to be. Isn't that great? You will be perfect and complete, not lacking anything. That's what God is doing in your life when he allows you to go through pressure. Let's look at an example of someone who was able to stand firm under pressure. In Daniel chapter 6, verse 10, look at it. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home. And in his upper room, with his windows open toward Jerusalem, He knelt down on his knees 3 times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since early days. Look at my man Daniel. Anybody who prays to anybody but the king goes into the lion's den, Daniel. Daniel says, that's interesting. Let me pray. Hallelujah. What? They put the pressure on, amen? They put him on the maximum, most severe pressure they could find. And Daniel said, it will not faze me at all. It will not change me. I know who I am. I am a child of the living God. I am in his hands. You think you can throw me in a lion's den and that's going to intimidate me? Uh-uh. I know who my God is. Hallelujah. And therefore, your pressure cannot change me. Do you understand that when you know who your God is, you no longer give people the authority to pressure you into the mold that they have for your life? People can no longer intimidate you when you know who your God is. Amen? Daniel stood up under the pressure. Kept on doing exactly what he had already been doing before. And you know what happened. Amen. In fact, look at verse 23 of Daniel chapter 6. Daniel 6:23. Then the king was exceedingly glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den. Look, and no injury whatever was found on him. Why? Because he believed in his God. Hallelujah. He was thrown into the den of lions. You know what? Those lions were hungry. They were hungry. They threw Daniel down there. Lion said, meat. Hallelujah. Meat. Mealtime. And they went over to Daniel and opened their mouths. And a big angel clamped right down on that mouth and would not allow it to open. Because Daniel believed in his God. And the picture I always have in my mind, you know, they threw Daniel into the lion's den to terrify him, to intimidate him, to destroy him. Instead, Daniel hit the bottom of that den. He said, well, it's going to be a long night. Hey, lion, come on over here. I need a pillow. Because he knew who his God was. Amen. You see, that's what's being tested when you go through a stressful situation. Are you going to stand firm on your faith, or are you going to bend to the pressure in order to get out from under? How do you pass the test of faith? You've got to determine to stand firm. You've got to make up your mind that when you're under pressure, the pressure is not going to move you to be any different than what God has commanded you to be. God has promised you that he has made a way of escape. And you've got to make up your mind, I'm going to find God's way out or no way out. I'm going to persevere under pressure. The second thing that you need to do is this, after you determine to persevere. Look at James 1:5 again. James chapter 1, verse 5. Here's another promise that God gives us when you're in a situation of stress. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. If you're going through something right now, God has made you this promise. If you ask him for the wisdom of how to deal with that situation, he will give it to you. If you're on a job and you're not sure how to handle the job, God says, ask for wisdom. He'll give you wisdom. If you're going through a family situation and you don't know how to deal with it, God says, ask for wisdom, and he'll give you the wisdom. Whatever that circumstance is that putting you under so much pressure, instead of taking all of that on your shoulders and saying, I don't know what I'm going to do, ask God for the wisdom to deal with your situation. The third thing you need to do is to trust God. Roll the pressure of your situation over on him. God, you've promised to take care of me, and I'm not going to carry this load anymore. All of this is not to say that your situation is not real. You may be going through a situation that's very real. Remember our definition of stress? It is negative pressure on our emotions because of a perceived adverse or threatening situation. Well, your situation may be adverse or threatening. This is not to say it's not a bad situation. But let me tell you, bad situations don't control you. When I was in school, I used to play bid whist. Any bid whist players? Let me just see. Amen. All right. You're going to know what I'm talking about here. All right. Bid whist players. We'd go to the student union sometimes when I was supposed to be in class. And we sit there playing bid whist. You're sitting there playing, and you got to make this book, this trick, in order to win. All right? And you play out, or your partner plays out a card, and the other guy plays, and he lays an ace on the card that your partner played. Looks like you're going to lose. But you're not fazed. You're not stressed. You see that ace, and you give a little chuckle. And you know why? Because you got trumps. You got trumps, amen? And you can tell I'm reminiscing now. When we played, the way we would do it is this. You know, somebody would play out that ace, and they sit there with a smirk on their face. Gotcha. You're going down. And then the guy with trumps in his hands would look at that, and he'd go, And then he'd rear up and go, yeah! Wham! I love that game. Now catch it. You won not because aces are not powerful. That ace was real, amen? That ace was the most powerful card in his suit. But I don't care how powerful the card is, it will always be overpowered by a trump. You can have the ace of any other suit and the deuce of the trump suit, and the deuce wins. Hallelujah. Now catch it. You're going through some stressful situations in your life. The devil comes to you, says, watch what I'm going to play on you. You played your best card in that suit. Let's say it was hearts. You had the king. You're hoping that your partner has the ace. But no, you play it out, and the devil looks at you and say, gotcha, ace of hearts. You're going down. But then the play goes to your partner. And who's your partner? His name is Jesus Christ. Amen? And guess what? The Lord Jesus Christ only plays with trumps. Gotcha, devil! You see, whatever you are going through, the devil is going to throw stuff in your face, try to make you think you will not make it, but God's always got trumps. Hallelujah. And that's why you can count it all joy. Whatever the situation, you can count it all joy. Because when push comes to shove, God's going to lay down a trump for you.
This is Pastor Franklin. Thanks for listening to Covenant Living Today. This broadcast is an outreach of Covenant Community Church. We're a young congregation where the focus is on teaching the Word of God with clarity and integrity so that our members not only understand the Word, but know how to put it to work in their lives on a day-by-day basis. And because we're young, we have some great opportunities to serve. Perhaps you're looking for a church where you can both learn the Word and serve the Lord. If so, why not come and visit with us? Our worship services start at 10:30 every Sunday morning. Plus, we have Bible study every Wednesday evening from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Covenant Community Church is located at 1745 Derry Street in Harrisburg. And if you'll come to the corner of 18th and Derry or 18th and Berry Hill, you can't miss our building. For more information or directions, or for a CD of today's message, please give us a call at area code 717-232-5299. That's 232-5299. Or visit our website at covcomchurch.org. That's covcomchurch.org. This is Pastor Ron Franklin, inviting you to be listening for our next broadcast of Covenant Living Today.